Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your sports team got you upset? Let it out with us.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFA. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Your sports station.
All right, welcome back. Music for the Derby Class of 1973, Charlene McEachern Gonzalez. This is Going to California from Led Zeppelin. All right, joined by Dr. Brent Rockley. His normal appearance is on Fridays. We don't have a show Friday, so he's been kind enough to spend a few minutes with us today. And we've gotten embroiled. First of all, welcome, Dr. Rockley. Thanks for being on.
Absolutely. Nice to be on, guys.
We've gotten him. What's that?
Big Zeppelin fan, but I'm not going to. I said nice intro music. Big Zeppelin fan, but I'm not going to California anytime soon.
Probably no. Not. Well, we've gotten embroiled in a mass controversy, and it proves that Americans will argue over almost anything, I suppose. What seems rational to me seems completely irrational to someone else. Where do you stand on all of this?
I think Americans just in general are pretty gregarious people. We've been having to deal with this mess for, 3 months at least. There's some inherent free will that Americans kind of just have, I think, as a part of their personality. However, with this situation, we've proven that we don't have a great medication that's going to mitigate this virus. This virus is not going to go away just because we've decided to lower some of our restrictions. The virus is still around. I've tested more people in the past couple of days than I probably tested almost in the whole month of May. We're not seeing the hot spots at this point in time with nursing homes or skilled nursing facilities, but we're seeing a whole lot of patients under the age of 55 that come in that are symptomatic. That we're testing, most of them are well enough that we're able to send them home after they've been tested and tell them that they've got to wait 3 or 4 days before they get a result back. So really the best weapon that we have is a mask. If you're around somebody that has COVID-19 and they're wearing a mask and you're not, your chances go down with catching this virus by on the order of about 60%. If you happen to have a mask on as well, then the magnitude of that goes down even lower to like 10%. It's just science and it's numbers. And some of these numbers we've shown have been pretty fluid over time, but this is the best weapon we've got. We need to be doing it. It's not an imposition of free will. It's just what we have to do to get by with this, because otherwise we're going to be on lockdown forever. We're going to continue to backstep.
Dr. Brent Rockley with us for a moment here, Wesley Medical Center emergency room physician. Jeff?
How fair, Dr. Rockley, is skepticism over masks? For example, people who might bring up, a month ago they were saying you didn't need a mask, and a month before that it was no mask. I mean, I get that there have been people experts who have changed their mind or changed their tune about masks. Is it fair to listen to what somebody did say or what they are saying now? Which would you choose?
So the mask the mask controversy, I think, started with the statement that, well, maybe you don't need it. Maybe it's not that protective. That was the first thing that came out back in late March and early April. Since that point in time, we've gone through the, is hydroxychloroquine the answer? Is dexamethasone the answer? You know, are the antivirals that we've had on the shelves for other diseases, are those the answer? The thing that has continued since about the middle part of April is, well, the best thing that we can do is to decrease the amount of droplet exposure, decrease the amount of exposure you have to respiratory secretions. And that answer is always put a barrier on your face. And so I don't think that there is, I don't think that the strategy of wearing a mask at all at this point in time should be downplayed. I think that's our best weapon without question.
Are you, I'm just curious about this, and we're talking with Dr. Brent Rockley. Is your opinion shared by most of the people you're in contact with on a daily basis, who fellow physicians and people like that? Are you pretty much in lockstep with them?
Absolutely. There is zero question. The nurses that I'm working with all have them on. Everybody I see in the hospital has them on. I mean, it's not fun to wear a mask for 9 hours straight, but my goodness, we never know who we're coming across that's going to have COVID-19. That's the problem with this, is that patients can be so asymptomatic with it, and you never know who's got it, and the incubation period is 14 days.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on briefly to talk with us, and we'll be talking to you soon under more enjoyable circumstances with the World Series of Face-Off Legends Tournament. Thank you, Dr. Rockley.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right. There you go. Our guy, our expert, Dr. Brent Rockley, ER physician at Wesley Medical Center, who just said he's seeing a lot more people come through. And I don't know. I don't know what you need, folks. I don't know what you're waiting for. Wear a mask. Do it for us. Do it for your fellow citizens. Even if you're grumbling underneath the mask, we won't hear it. It'll be okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm in the
doctor right there.
I'm in the market for a mask, by the way.
I thought you had a couple.
I do. I'd like a Cardinals mask.
Well, get online and order one.
I will. Don't tell me what to do, pal.
Just take care of it.
Wonder if the Eagles have put out a mask.
Come on.
Have they?
No.
Why wouldn't they?
Why? It's not
memorabilia.
I'd love it. I'd wear it
everywhere. Make masks as cool as possible.
I'd wear one with Don Henley's face on it. You know me. I don't care.
Really? That's good.
Yeah, facing now inward.
That's facing
inward like I'm kissing him.
That's bizarre. That is bizarre. I mean, that is as weird as anything you've ever said.
I know.
And the problem is, I don't know.
What's the problem?
I don't know. I think you would kiss him.
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you'd been down there and what was that, a meet and greet thing that he had to do for 400 or 500 people, looked the misery on his face, couldn't wait to get out of there.
No, it was 200 people, 250 people.
Couldn't wait to get out of there.
That's absolutely not true. He was as participatory as...
Really?
Oh, he loved it.
Did he say anything to you before the photo was snapped?
I think so. How you doing, buddy?
That's it?
I think so. Something like that. It was.
And what'd you say? Well, Mr. Henley, I'm good. Can I kiss you? What'd you say?
I think it was something along those lines.
No, I'm serious. What did you?
I don't remember.
I bet you fumbled around.
I bet I didn't say a word. What am I going to say to Don Henley?
He's just a dude, man.
Yeah, but he's Don Henley.
So if we got him on this show, how would you handle that?
I'd handle it great. He's over the phone. I could talk to anybody.
But what if he bristled at one of your, that you didn't think was anything?
Wait, Don, hold on. You know I love you. Let's back up.
Really?
How can I put that better for you to answer?
Oh, yeah. My goodness. That is so pathetic. Let's get back to the phones. Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you suffering through the heat?
You know,
hello?
We're doing okay, Dennis.
Okay.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I just wondered if you could hear me.
Okay.
Okay.
We can hear you.
We got you, and we're doing okay with the heat. I'm indoors most of the time.
Okay, when it comes to the face mask, that's just the way it is in the United States of America. We fight everything that's going to help us. You remember how long it took for them to go with the seatbelt thing? How did they fight the helmet for motorcycles? Now they're fighting the face mask. And here's the most interesting thing that I believe I told you once before earlier in this thing. We'll go to our family doctor, and he tells us to do this, that, and the other for our health and take this, that, and the other pill. And we go, and we follow that because it's our doctor, and he knows how to keep us healthy. Here we have a situation of life and death for the entire population. We have the top doctors and scientists telling us what to do, yet and still, people will listen to a talk show host that says, oh, I'm not going to wear no mask. It's my badge of courage. The president doesn't wear one. I'm not going to wear one. Instead of listening to the top physicians and scientists in the world.
It's a dire circumstance we're in, but hopefully we'll get through it and better days ahead. We'll see what the Sedgwick County commissioners do tomorrow. What's that, Dennis?
What I truly believe is if we had stuck with wearing the face mask when we go out in public, you don't have to wear it at home or when you're driving in your car. I believe if we had stuck with that, we would basically almost be through this thing by now.
Well, a lot of countries are that did a better job of face masking than we have. Thank you,
Dennis.
Have a good day. We appreciate your call, as always. We'll take a break now and come back and talk with Denise Neal. She's got all kinds of news pretty much every day on Kansas.com. Her Dining with Denise Facebook page about the opening and closing and reopening and closing of restaurants in our area. We'll talk to her about the latest developments. Next, The Drive on KFA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.